Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin throws towards first. Power fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Power. Smith moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Smith scores. Avila moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a line drive towards first. Power catches it and steps on first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Smith reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball towards right. Colavito catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemon, and towards Strickland, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Maris reaches second base with a double. Colavito moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Maris scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Jack Urban now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris. Power reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to second. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to third. Zernial moves to second. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-5, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Urban is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urban hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Lopez now playing third base. Billy Martin now playing second base. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-8, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Skeezes hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power moves to third. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hegan to Avila covering second. The throw back to home, and Power is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Larry Raines pinch hits for George Strickland. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Larry Raines now playing shortstop. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragón hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raines scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skeezes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Martin now playing left field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.